From PR News in Washington, I'm charged with assaulting suspected insurgents and 3,000 hits. Thousands of Jamaicans are ending the week at a long-time high next week. A baby that weighs 500 pounds, 3 ounces, has this report.
Wiggling didn't fix things.
People just need to get used to this.
Less than 1% of babies weigh more than PR News in Washington.
There is some pain involved in this procedure. Enjoy yourselves.
Well, here's looking at you, kid.
And the show is first. It's the utmost for us.
Diameter 4.9 miles, mass over 6,000 megatons, and speed of 1,750 miles per second.
And destination, Earth.
You expect me to think this early in the morning?
I'd like you to.
It's so hard to understand.
Everybody at school was talking about it.
A surprise discovery.
Marijuana.
Oh, my God.
A very special seventh heaven.
You know, it's like a bad dream. Keep praying to God, I'll wake up and... Why would anybody do such a thing?
Why?
Hey, about that. It's a little woozy. Never smoked one of those before.
Ah, you're kidding me.
Maybe a few times. It's not like it's the hard stuff.
Yeah, that's why they call it a recreational drug. All right? Huh? That's what we're doing here. Just having a little recreation. I know what you need. One hit, just like a man.
Hello, my name is Gross Pearl, and I like to do a little bit of comedy once in a while about Brother Bob. You've heard Bob speak, I got all the talent, but he got the looks. Boy, I tell you, he's something else. I'd like to tell you a joke about Brother Bob. Bob is something else, I tell you. I get so embarrassed when I'm with Bob. It's terrible. The other day, Bob went down on the 200-pound bully. Bob said, I got to gain some weight. Bob, we was at this gas station, and Bob got out. Bob went across town the other day and on the bus, and he's all the time. Like I said, he's just such an embarrassment to me. So, see, I'm telling you, he's just embarrassing me all the time. Before I sign off, I'd like to sing a silly song to Brother Bob. I love my Bob. I love my Bob. I love my Bob. Bob is all the world to me.
He said,
how long would, on the average?
Well, do you have any diabrains? Oh, he said, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I says, I don't believe you. I says, do you have tendinitis? Oh, he said, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I says, I don't believe you. I said, do you have multiple sclerosis? He said, yes.
Sure.
I says, I don't believe you. I said, well, do you have multiple sclerosis? He said, yes.
Right.
I says, I don't believe you. I said, do you have depression? He said, yes.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I says, I don't believe you. I said, do you have any cancers? He said, yes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I says, I don't believe you. I said, do you have attention deficit right now? He said, yes.
Sure. And, right.
I says, I don't believe you. I said, well, do you have any heart fluxes?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Mm-hmm.
He said, yes. I says, you want to be normal for the rest of your life. For the rest of your life. Now, isn't that shocking?
Well, that seems wrong.
That you may know, it's something that's difficult. It was revealed. I was homosexual, immoral, on drugs. The worst kind of person. Pingy-pangy, useless. It's my own testimony of what I witnessed. It's my own immorality, corruption. I was on the rock man, down with an orchestra, in a very direct manner. And what happened then? Drugs followed that. And all other spirit came enjoying sex, God, the whole world enjoy the rock music beat.
I first met George Bush in a tuna fish bath in Mendocino, California. It was 1989. He was taking the Big Cure. He was a pill popper. He was a pill popper like I was. You know, for one thing and one thing only. Scooping the moop, scooping the shoot, boom,
stop abusing that substance abuser now, baby. Stop abusing that substance abuser now, baby.
As you kick him in the knee and then you say, oh, please, I gotta do more on this murder, you whore, you gotta.
Stop abusing that substance abuser.
This is one of those shows again. And that was Lonesome Cowboy Dave and the Mondo Retardo Band live at 8X Day Drill a few months back. Before that, friends, some marvelous puzzling evidence collage opened our show, along with the usual unusual Fernandinande Lemur collagiastases that happen in there, as well as those of Norrell Pref, which we heard just before Dave's song there. Oh, and also there was a bit from Bill T. Miller, OBE, out of Band Experience, the king of slack, you know. And there'll be more of his classics. And did I mention Norrell? Well, now there's some Norrell.
Hard. And now for some Zen.
Portable boombox.
Hard.
Hey, Bob.
Portable boombox.
Hard.
Special box.
You and your family and friends will party.
Hard.
www.
Over medicating.
You and your family and friends. Bossa.
Growth.
Hard. The grapes of wrath.
The grapes of wrath.
Metal finish.
Okay, take this box. Here, take it.
Prior to 1898.
There's a box.
Okay, I've got
it. Now put some gadgets in there.
All right. Let's
load up this bucket of gadgets into that box.
Yeah, okay. I can do that.
Okay, now the callers will be calling in expecting their gadgets any second. So
a leather humidor?
Gadget Universe keeps us in touch with all the gadgets we need.
That's what I've been looking for.
Every kind of gadget that you're thinking of now appears magically in Gadget Universe.
There's one I didn't think of.
Wow.
I didn't think of it.
I thought of it, though.
But I wanted to.
I thought of it.
So the combined
future.
Thoughts of you, Puzzling Evidence.
The future's better.
And
you know, the future of the future is really better than the future of the past. That future of the past sucks.
Produce.
But no, man.
A known fiber optic flag.
Envision hat. A future from the future. Rather than envisioning.
And a spray gun kit.
And manifesting a future based upon the past or even the stale present. The future of the future provides
more. But is
more.
It the future, or is it just an alternate past?
Oh, wait a minute. Wait, what?
Is it yesterday's tomorrow, just today's?
Well, technically, yesterday.
Day after tomorrow.
What?
Tomorrow, yesterday. So,
and if tomorrow's right, yesterday, is today's day after yesterday, then tomorrow is.
Caller.
Today's.
You can turn the page. You can roll over and go back
day
to sleep.
After yesterday's tomorrow.
And put a stop to the madness.
You can, with your new utility trailer gadget.
Call in.
Towards my utility belt because I have the ultimate ability to become the most awesome person ever born on the planet Earth.
Either pure evil.
And then I fell asleep.
Pure evil.
Philo Drummond, Ed Holmes, and Puzzling Evidence on the Puzzling Evidence Show from KPFA in Berkeley. Friends, which you can get copies of every week from the kpfa.org site, I believe, or also just look at subgenius.com and follow the Hour of Slack links, and it'll take you to the websites of the parts, like Philo's website at quiveringbrain.com. Anyway, now, Fernanda Nandy Lemur rocks out.
Okay, moving on to the last of the stack here. Let's see.
Keep going.
What is the ultimate chord progression?
Tritones is what I would say. They sound good all the way up the scale, even in that upper register that only bats can hear as they squeak and flit about searching for succulent moths in the darkness. Yes, we may claim that harmonies are dead, but our fads are only that. There are certain things which always please and always displease, and if we no longer recognize them, the animal kingdom will not have such tropes in their repertoire.
So is this like have anything to do with like soothing the savage beast or anything?
Well, they might stop to listen if you're playing them a tune before devouring you, sucking your blood, or attaching themselves to your intestinal wall. But the animal kingdom wishes intimate encounters with you at all times.
Country, I am Bob Country, I am Bob Country, I am Bob Country, I am Bob Dairy Queen. President Bush's Antichrist Barb. Dobbs, as part of what's pushing him over the edge here. Child killing with tranquility, like a chocolate sundae. Bob, I used to own a Dairy Queen. It has no nutritional value, but makes Republicans feel better. I mean, talk about being judgmental. Mental. That's judgmental. Many of us recognize homosexuality and gradually prostitution. In pornography, it's a lifestyle. Other homosexuals, come on out. Come on out. This is going to be fun. Bring the kids for this stuff.
Oh,
some lemur, ain't it? And before that, Ask Dr. Howell at 8X Day with Dr. Howell and Dr. Phyla Drummond. By the way, the background music is Ego Plum from EbolaMusic.com. And right now, we shall go to Bill T. Miller of OBE, Out of Band Experience, I guess.
Rock me, young people. He is leading our young people to drug addiction and promiscuity.
By virtue of the cosmos and all the power in command.
Listen to your music backwards in reverse.
Yes, but you're okay.
Chicago South Side and nearby suburbs.
Men of Earth, we of the planet Mars give you this warning.
People!
But don't mess with us because we're all you got. In fact, if we fold, we'll have no damn phones.
It's like I picked the wrong week to quit amphetamines.
You're tearing me apart!
Horror and moral terror are your friends.
You can crawl out from under no rocks. You got no tails.
I'm a cop, and you will respect my authority.
Bloodless, lifeless. No pulse in one of them.
I'm gonna be naughty. I'm gonna be a naughty vampire god.
Well, Jim, there's no reason why you shouldn't live another 20 to 30 years. However, you will be bleeding constantly from both eyes.
Okay, here's an important question. A lot of people want to know. I'm glad that this particular audience member was able to encapsulate this so well. The vertical mark above Dobbs' left brow cannot possibly be a shadow. I've done my calculations. What is it?
You see, the beginning of wisdom is staring at the Dobbs head itself. It's almost too much, really, for the human mind to consider. There is a certain frightening majesty in the implacable visage of Dobbs. Here we have an analog Dobbs behind us. You see the mark there on the left brow. This is not to be construed as the mark of Cain, which was put on the brow of the first murderer and those who derived from his loins after the expulsion of the first couple from paradise. In fact, what is registered in many images of Dobbs as a mark actually translates as no real mark at all. It is the opposite of a leucoflect, and I don't know the word for it. You could call it a darkoflect or something. It's where the dark is gathered. It's gathered on the corner because on either side of it there are separate light sources. There is a light source coming from the front of the Dobbs head and a light source coming from each side of the Dobbs head. These light sources, whose evidence we can see from the appearance of the Dobbs head itself, are not of equal intensity. The strongest one comes from above the Dobbsian skull. But as you can see, it's also coming from the left side as well as from the top. Where is the shadow to go? Only in this little line on the left side of the head. That represents a place where light is not. But it is not a mark. And if one ever could see the profile of Dobbs, something which scholastics and devout people have thought about for many years, you would not see that line. Only in the full-fledged, full-frontal confrontation of the face does that line appear. But unless it is Dobbs, that line, well, there it is. So it's not a mark. Get that out of your mind. It's not a mark. It's the place where light is not. You have to define Dobbs with darkness and light like everything else.
Okay. Thank you. That's a question I used to think about quite a bit. After we took the dots off, there seemed to be a lot of marks there that just weren't there before.
Dobbs. 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 Dobbs, Dobbs, Dobbs.
Let's go crazy.
Dobbs.
Now, Tipper Gore, I guess you could say she was a sex fiend. I met her in a hotel lobby, masturbating with a magazine, 10 to 12 times a day. Blood races to my private spot, lets me know there's a fire. Can't stop passion when passion's hot. Come inside my sugar walls, come sleep inside my sugar walls. F word, F word. You'll feel our hell on your back, sex fiend. Blood follows blood, and we make sure. Life ain't for you, and we're the cure. Sex fiend, damage incorporated. Smell and sight of this, it gets me going. F word, 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 word. Masturbating with a magazine, 10 to 12 times a day. Sex fiend. Sex fiend.
Dobbs. Dobbs. Dobbs.
Let's go crazy.
Dobbs.
Now, Tipper Gore, I guess you could say she was a sex fiend. Let's go crazy.
Dobbs.
Let's go crazy.
Dobbs.
Blood races to my private spots. Sex fiend.
Dobbs.
Help-o-Pewee. The mighty Help-o-Pewee with E-Bad Habit. Before that, Norel Pref, Sex Fiend Collage, and 8X Day Ask Dr. Howell with Philo Drummond and Dr. Howell, and Lemur was in there, and Lemur Devotee, and Lamprey Systems all did little bits and trips and clicks, and now puzzling evidence.
Slacknar is only an appendage in the past into which our apertures are freely associated.
Dr. Howell's not in the house tonight.
The Dr. Howell machine is broken. I had to take it off of the shelf and put it in the back.
You know how much
you removed? You removed his
I moved his subliminal mind extension that he normally is able to protrude into our studio when he's out of town, just to make sure he gets a little piece of himself on the show.
He kind of like
in absentia, so to speak. In absentia,
sort of like,
not abstentia. He wasn't abstaining. He was actually
I'll be there at 4:20.
Not there.
Faster, although I'm not sure of exactly why that is.
powers of levitation come in pretty handy as long as you remember to dodge the high-tension power lines. And a lot of people seem to think that I'm over the edge for hooking myself up like this. But as they say, one man's bummer is another man's beautiful thing. And I think the exposed electrodes are really quite pretty. So, I think I'm just gonna keep on doing it.
Where are we? What are we? Who are we?
Who are you?
Where are you?
Where's everybody going?
Maybe we're all insane.
A couple of very unimportant items seem to have eluded me, like who I am.
What in the name of everything holy is going on?
What's going on here?
Wait a minute, what's going on?
What's going on here?
We, all of us, we are in hell.
Maybe we're all insane.
Wait a minute, what's going on?
Where are you?
What's going on here? What's going on here?
What in the name of everything holy is going on?
Who are you? Who are you?
A Norrell Pref.
From PR News in Washington, I'm scattered in the streets and set fire to more than two dozen cars. Lance Armstrong killed two Israelis at the Gaza border, and Israel killed Judge John Roberts, who allegedly carried out PR. The White House exploded in the luxury resort area of South London. A powerful earthquake is not related to PR News, Washington.
I remember, yes, you're listening to Best Pseudo Religion in the West.
This is the Puzzling Evidence Show.
Look, there's a little overman stuck in the weeds of time.
Oh, yeah, look at that. Yeah.
Living La Vida Loca, as far as I can tell.
And the little show character is skittling along.
The sage and sacred scribe, Ivan Stang himself.
Now, that's an interesting.
That's a subgenius after X-Day.
That's me. I think that is me.
Vomiting blood, as it has been said in the last days.
Yeah, we're applying the special x-rays to the show.
After.
It's taken me years to perfect the technique to be able to vomit blood.
The dropsical.
Have you ever been hit by a quarter in the forehead thrown from the balcony?
If you get to keep it, no, I haven't. But
it hurts.
More
it really,
dollars for Dobbs.
You lose a couple of memories every time a quarter hits you. And if a guy throws a 50-cent piece and hits you square between the eyes,
you'll go
you
berserk.
Lose your sermon for
you'll,
that night.
You'll go berserk like Mighty Joe Young in similar circumstances.
Right. I don't blame him a bit.
The Stark Fist of Removal.
Hi, this is Thursday's Child. This is my new single. Hi, this is day my hi, this is Going to Hell. Pretty Hell. Ding, going, ding, 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 this is my new single. Hi.
Good love, it'll be a sex. Ooh, it's now, girl.
Gotta get some
rock and roll. Then I go home alone on acid.
He's on acid.
Come, 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 bang on. Got to come, key for come, for fun. Use the key, unlock the door. We'll make love forevermore on acid. Big mistake. Where's this man that they call blind? Is he here or is he stoned on acid?
He's on acid.
Sometimes I wish I wasn't born. While I'm here I'll have my fun with sex, drugs, rock and roll. Disco sucks and so does Sonya on acid.
Nigel
Nigel, who we saw perform at Starwood, and actually I didn't, but So-So Dada of ASCO did and brought us that great piece by Nigel. I guess you could look him up by way of Starwood website at rosencomet.com. And now, friends, since we're on the subject, a psychedelic song by Phineas Narco.
Picture yourself on July 5th at Rushwood, with Stang on the stage and Gavroche Fran and Lies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly, the girl with the frop in her eyes. Great yakutisma of yellow and green, towering over your head. Look for the puzzling evidence now and it's gone. Connie in the sky with Dobbs heads. Connie in the sky with Dobbs heads. Connie in the sky with Dobbs heads. I'll follow her down to a ridge by a mountain where mutated people eat haberfrog pies. Everyone sighs as you float past the Nigi and Janer's incredibly high. Prairie squid flaxseed appears on the shore, waiting to take you away. Climb on the saucers that float through the clouds and you're gone. Connie in the sky with Dobbs heads. Connie in the sky with Dobbs heads. Connie in the sky with Dobbs heads. Oh, picture yourself on a saucer of pleasure with pink boys for slaves of every size. Suddenly someone is there on the planet, the girl with the frop in her eyes. Connie in the sky with Dobbs heads. Connie in the sky with Dobbs heads. Connie in the sky.
By Phineas Narco, dear friends. You can get more from him at nationalcynical.com. And now let us go through the outflow valve into Dr. Howell's answer machine.
All right, now this is something I think we can all identify with. The audience member, I wanted to call you a caller, but I won't. I'll call you an audience member, more precise.
That makes you the caller.
Says, I just had a pseudo-recto retroendectomy. When can I go swimming?
You can go in as soon as you like, but I wouldn't press myself against the outflow valve.
Good advice there, Dr. Howe.
It's only
I've been known
common
to
sense.
Stay away from those valves myself.
You read that Chuck Palahniuk story, I assume.
Right, right, with the valve and the aperture misfortune.
Yeah, so let's go on.
This is interesting.
Because it's madness.
It's got some good pictures in it, too. Yeah, I just like to look at the pictures.
Dark vibes.
I wish I had this with me when I was out last week in the woods.
Why?
Because then I could have read it. Look at these scary pictures of people getting shock treatment and stuff. It's a book. It's about what sane people think about people in insane asylums and stuff, which is probably a good viewpoint.
And the motivation of the people that run
them. Because if you're insane, you probably don't care about reading a book about insane people.
In an insane society, the sane man must appear insane.
Or so, that's always been your theory, I know. But how do you...
Happiness and happiness.
How do you know that? How do you know that if you are insane, that that you would be... Or what did you say, Rocknar?
Forgot. I said that in an insane society, the sane man must appear insane.
So what does that mean about, like, short memory loss, where you can't remember even what you said a minute ago? And you start reducing your sentences to just two-word sentences.
Oh, you're reducing it to, like, 1984 newspeak almost?
Syntax reduction.
Yeah.
Like the paper reduction act?
SYNRED.
You can only use sentences with two words in them. Now, see, I just violated the primary rule right now.
You did? So
I did.
And they laugh and laugh.
Laugh and laugh. That's an incomplete sentence, though, so it doesn't count.
I laugh.
From PR News in Washington, I'm looking for a good place to set off a radioactive bomb. Residents in southern Texas and the Mexican Gulf Coast passed over the Yucatan Peninsula and back into the Gulf of Mexico. They are arguing it is unconstitutional to strengthen into a Category 3 storm. Two unofficial groups have been killed in the 2 years since the invasion of the Supreme Court.
Okay, here you go. What is the airspeed velocity of an overladen swallow? I think there's something missing from that question, Dr. Howe. Would you agree?
I'm not certain. I know what would be missing here.
Well, the degree to which the swallow was overladen would affect the airspeed, wouldn't it?
African that's, or European?
That's true. There is more than one kind of swallow. You can tell them, of course, by their swallowtails in the sky, that special tail coat that they have. What would it be laden with? Would it be full of delicious worms and bugs in its crop? No, it's carrying something.
Balloons.
Carrying something in its little
it's
warm
helium
insides.
Balloons.
Well, see, you're adding piece of something that wasn't part of the question, a datum which you have brought to
well, maybe
the
it was, maybe so. Helium balloon, maybe it was
maybe
anti-gravity
it was.
Device.
Possibly. Still, I will say that the swallow, however much it has picked up in flight, will still endeavor to travel at its maximum speed. It will not pace itself because it knows nothing of this. It only knows that effort goes in and flight comes out. Therefore, it will continue to make the effort. But the human will destroy its mission before it even starts by fretfully considering this ratio. It will fearfully consider its point of exhaustion before it happens and thus bring it into being and defeat itself.
Okay, excellent, excellent. Riveting. Shocking.
Since the neurons of the adult human brain do not reproduce, a space expedition represents irreparable brain damage and would reduce the crew to idiots in even the 8 years it would take to go to the nearest sun and return.
You're driving back for crazy. As you picked out his eyes and his blade in his thighs and your mouth slipping funny like a chicken pocket on a
stop using that substance.
it's abusing now, baby.
Babe!
Stop abusing that substance abuser now, baby.
Oh, please!
They should have inflatable cops that you just
How about extreme prejudice? We shouldn't let that guy get any votes. His head's made of concrete. Christ sake. I did it with extreme prejudice. Couldn't you just lighten up a little bit? You know, everybody's kind of basically the same underneath.
Well, think about the two words that they're combining, man. Extreme and prejudice. Both bad words.
Extreme prejudice.
Yeah, even bad is bad.
89.3. Extreme prejudice. No, not really.
Sounds like that's
a bad joke. I can't believe anybody actually uses that word as a marketing tool anymore.
Well, they used to use Ein Volk, Ein Reich, Ein Führer.
Yeah, now it's Ein Volk, Ein Reich, Ein News Channel.
Oh, I'm so old that I remember when they used extreme back in the 40s. See, these things go in waves. Before that, I think in the around 1915, everything was extreme. It was extreme ointment and extreme truss. You know, Schwartz's extreme truss.
Extreme polio vaccine.
Yeah, but that was in the 40s. Only they were fake. Bob sold a thing called extreme polio vaccine.
Excellent.
Yeah, and it was not proven effective.
Speaking of
me, disease. I thought it was just disease. I thought it was just that doctor. He had damaged the lining of my esophagus. He prescribed erosions to my esophagus. Said I needed serious stomach conditions and headache, diarrhea, and abdominal pain. My esophagus needed my esophagus.
Talk about pills.
Well, if only I'm just saying, if they could make a designer drug that made everything look like it was made of chocolate, taste like chocolate, feel like chocolate, it'd be like going to Candyland.
The Aztecs had it. All we need is a time machine to go back the year before Cortez landed and have some of this stuff.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like I said, Montezuma, he drank like 40 like liters of this chocolate concoction every day.
And you know he wasn't drinking, Bosco or whatever you call it.
So that's why they call it Montezuma's Revenge.
That was. Yeah. He was the discoverer of Bosco.
That means a forest in Italian.
Foretta.
I believe.
Well, I'll tell you, I have, as I've gotten older, which seems to be continuing, by the way, in case anyone was wondering.
We're all getting older.
You too.
Yeah, me too.
I thought you looked like you had aged.
Just a little bit.
Imagine that. Anyway, I find that the chocolate becomes a more important drug than almost any other one, except for its close relative coffee.
Hmm.
Which is
and its other and some of its other relatives in the cannabinoid area, but really the coffee more than anything else, because
the drugs I took seem to light up my brain.
You know, women like to say that chocolate is a sort of a drug for them.
Well, yeah, it's an orgasm drug.
If you look at all the actual chemicals that are found naturally occurring in chocolate, there are some drug-like compounds occurring in chocolate besides caffeine. People talk about caffeine being the first one, but theobromine is another one. Anandamide, which is a cannabinoid. There are cannabinoids in chocolate.
Yes.
Seriously?
Did you know that in the early days, the brothers burned the codices, which contained over 1,200 recipes for using chocolate in different ways? There was aphrodisiac chocolate. There was hallucinogenic chocolate. There was squeaky chocolate. There was every kind known to man. And yet they thought it was the devil's work, and so they abolished it and burned it. Except for the sisters did like their chocolate at night, and so that's what we're left with.
So what happened?
Yeah.
Finish the story, man.
Well, that's what happened. And
where
they
was
came
this?
And they said, you know, well, the sisters like chocolate. It's a good tonic, you know, people like that. And a couple other uses, you know, cake was nice. But all the other stuff, this has got to be the devil. But yet, at the same time, they recorded hundreds of other things. They were scared of real chocolate for some reason.
Hmm.
And these are lost to mankind, supposedly. We don't know if they
I mean, it's not like it's a purple lotus, man. It's just chocolate.
Well, Lotus used to be...
Well, once upon a time, it was very exotic to Westerners or to Europeans.
It was like currency, wasn't it?
Chocolate was. Yes.
I mean, you know, this is something that was not found in Europe. So European society, once it first encountered it, obviously thought it was, you know, something exotic and strange.
Well, it originally came from the tobacco.
I think it came from South America originally, but nowadays I think most of it's grown in West Africa.
Right, but originally it was something that the Spaniards brought back.
Yeah,
and everyone
Montezuma. Everyone's favorite, Moctezuma. He was a big fan of the chocolate.
You know, like breakfast sausages used to hang out in these little houses in London, you know, and write poetry and drink chocolate.
Can you repeat that question for me, sir?
Oh, what kind of plant did they actually...
comes from a tree, the cacao tree. Its scientific name is Theobroma cacao.
Huh.
And the cacao fruit is like kind of like melon-shaped size sort of thing. And it grows on the trunk.
Nuts.
Yeah, it grows up on the trunk, and then like actual cacao beans are pretty big. Like they're nut sized, and their essential oil is a very highly saturated fat that we know as cocoa butter. And you just grind those things up, and that's cocoa. I mean, they roast them first, I think.
And down in
so after roasting them and grinding them, that's what cocoa powder is.
Some radio synesthesia, dear friends. And before that, Norel Prefs, Pills, Collage, Lonesome Cowboy Dave at 8X Day, Howl and Philo at 8X Day, Lemur at 8X Day, PR News at 8X Day, and Puzzling Evidence everywhere. For everything about Dr. Philo Drummond, see quiveringbrain.com. Our background music here is by... EbolaMusic.com. It's Ego Plum. And now, Lemur and Nora Pref shall separately close us out.
When we eat food, you're never eating wrong. When you eat food, that's right. Right.
Friends, you're listening to the Subgenius Radio Ministry Hour of Select. For more information, please check out subgenius.com.
Don't you get it? You gotta use reverse-to-reverse psychology. All right, I will.
The Subgenius Hour of Select.
Bob.
I second the motion, Batman.
Bob, I'm not in the first place.
What?
Oh.
When people get a little bored?
About him? No, people wouldn't get bored. Because he's an inspiration to everyone who reads about him. That's how all of us in the West feel about
Bob.
The drugs I took seemed to light up my brain.
This is your old friend, Bozo the Clown. Look on page one in your picture book. That's a picture of me with my pogo stick, but I call it cow. So high, well, and look at that, well, big breasts. Now I'm going down again. Well, I think I'll leave you to your dirty work.
My name is...
Never saw anything so big. This could go on forever. To all my friends who came with me, I want to say, I hope you liked our trip together, now that we've come to the end.